This is Sandy Barrett here. And I want to ask the question, what am I showing with the photomicrographs of minerals related to astrology? It's way too many words. So what if there was an elemental code that gave you an inkling of what your soul's message was, or what your soul, however you want to spell it, S-O-L-E or S-O-U-L, that your soul is here to do? What if there's a cosmic message embedded in the time code of when you were born and where you were born? What if there was just such a microcode that wrote a little bit about who you are energetically because of the time of birth, the place, basically your inner terroir, if we use a wine term? When we look at our astrology and the elemental symbols for our birth date, we see patterns. We see patterns of form and shape. And I'm suggesting that the pattern of your astrology three, the astrotrilogy, or the big three in astrology, that code gives an impression of your strongest energies. And that code represents your sun sign, your moon sign, and your rising sign. And where was that cosmic signature in the sky? And how did that influence your macrocosmic, your birth signature? Well, now it's easy to find that out and then to see what it has to tell you. I don't have all the answers. I just happen to be someone who uncovered a code through the microscope. And it's amazing to be able to start working with your elemental code. It's God's work. What's been uncovered is the language of the Creator, the language of the great biochemist in the sky. It's something to, you don't have to believe in it. You can explore it. You can explore the forms and see, do these speak to me, or are these just abstract, cold images and I don't have anything to do with them? That's fine. But for those who want to explore, I believe you'll find a lot more in there about your innermost nature.